Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
Meseches Bava Basra Daf Mem Zayin. Om Rabbi Yechanan, Uman Ein Lechazaka, Ben Uman Yesh Lechazaka. Oris Ein Lechazaka, but a Ben Oris Yesh Lechazaka. Via Gazlin, U Ben Gazlin, both of them Ein Lem Chazaka, but Ben Benoishel Gazlin, Yesh lechazok. And the Gemara right away asks, Seichidami id also betanasi davuin, if they're coming with the same taina that their father came, they're saying the same thing that Avino Hirisha lanu, and that's why Ben Gazlan's ain lechazoka, because we don't taina liyarish, because he's coming kerech to Gazlan, so afil hanach namiloi, so Ben Oris and a Ben Uman also should not have a chazoka. Idaloi also betaina also davuin, if they're not coming with the taina of their father, they're coming with independent claim, so afil Ben Gazlan namiloi, so Ben Gazlan also. Ben Gazlan Nami also should have a chazaka. Loi tzricha, the Gemara answers, the Kamri Eidim b'faneinu hoide loi. Eidim say that he was moide, the Ma'ara was moide to their father, that he sold it to them. And therefore, Ben Oris and Ben Uman, you can say they're saying the truth, when they taina, their father bought it, because there was oidas badin, that's kameidim dami. Mashenkin, Ben Gazlan, even though he was moide, the Ma'ara was moide of the Aviv, he's not neman, to say the kucha biyadi. Why? Because he's afraid. The Gemara says, "Afagav the oidi namalem mehemin k'rav kana dom rav kani loved the oidi leif." Not that he would be moida; that it's his. Have a mamti leif lechamrei leshachver. So there's no raya bechlal from the oido. In other words, the Rishbam is learning that a ben uman yesh lechazok is speaking about with ra'edim that the ma'ar was moida b'fonenu. And the Rishbam asks, if that's true, so why isn't the Uman himself Neman and should have a Chazaka? And the Rishbam explains that Eino Chanami, to the Uman also would be Neman Kiai Gavna, and that it says in the Reisha, Uman is Ein Le Chazaka, is speaking about when there's no Edom. It comes out that it's Litzdad in Ketani. Uman Ein Le Chazaka when there's no Edom that there was a Hoidah, and a Ben Uman Yesh Le Chazaka when there's Edom that there was a Hoidah Asbal Din, that he sold it to him. Lefizeh, there's no Chilik really between Uman and Ben Uman. That it says, according to Rashbam, that a Ben Gazlan does not have a chazaka, that's also speaking in a case where Edim come and testify that he was made, even though he was made b'fnei ben Gazlan, doesn't help. Why? Well, like Gemara explains, because of the pachad from the Gazlan, that's why he had to be made. Why is Ben Gazlan, why yesh l'chazaka? That's speaking about a case where he's tain is at yashin z'mi'oviv, and not in a case of hoidah. The sheet of Tosis and the Rosh is that a Ben Uman Yesh Lechazaka when he tainas that the Ma'ar was made befanav, but not that there are Edim. Why does he have a Chazaka? Because he never would have migu that he could have tainas he himself, ani lo kachti. Mashenkin Uman is taken not Neman to say that he was lokach, so he doesn't have a migu. So therefore he's not Neman either to say that there was a Edah befanav. Why does the Ben Gazlan not have a chazaka? So the Rosh explains that it's also speaking that he tainas that there was a haidah lefanav that his father, that it was sold to his father. Why doesn't it help such a haidah? Because haidah was machmas a pachad from the Gazlan. So then why is Ben a Gazlan isle chazaka? So the Rosh explains, and the Mashal explains this also in Chita Satoisvis, that it's speaking that he tainas that the ma'ar was moid lefanav that he sold it lavi oviv. That's a chazaka because kulei hai the Gazlan is not matal such a meira bishvil ben benoy. Al kapanim l'shit zatoisvis. It's speaking that there is no eden that there was a hoidah. It's just that the ben uman tainis that there was a hoidah lefonov. Taisis lechayris coming lafuke the Rashbam that learned that is edim that befanenu hoidah because oy bazai the same halacha should apply to the uman. Why does it say uman ein lechazaka? That the Rishbam answered, and he said that the Reisha Uman Ein Lechazok is talking about there's no Edim, and it's studying Ketani was a Daichik to Taisvis, and therefore Taisati Mechali between Uman and Ben Uman by saying that there is taken no Edim, but a Ben Uman is Nemu with a Migu. Rabbeinu Yoina and Ruki Yosef and the Ritva ask, Lefishit Sa Taisvis, that if we're talking about that there was a, he claims there was a Haidah, Lefnei Ben Uman, and not in front of Edim, Lachur, that's not a Haidah. Because he could say, Mishata Yisi Bach, I didn't really mean to be Maida. We find this many places, that if the Haida is not, if Ne'edim, it's just Stam, a claim of Haida, who said the Haida is real? So Rabbeinu Yoina and Muki Yosef answered that Haida, that's only Haida that's Mechayev yourself. But over here, that the Chefetz is Nimtza B'yad Acher, and he just Maida, it's Shach to somebody else, and he'll be Zeich in Haida, such a case is not Mishata. And Mel, you don't have that klal that he could say, Mishata Yisi Bach.
The Ritvos is another teretz. Over here, it's tiny. Over here, it's talking about that he's not tiny mishato yisi. It's not tiny, so that's not the nekud over here. Or he says, "V'fnei nohaydu v'fnei edim." If it was said there was aydov v'fnei edim, and he said to them, "Atem edai," but just the edim are not prepared. So then also he would have ne'amonis. Al kolponim is machlekes Rishbam and Tosfos. If the pshat in the Gemara that a ben uman yeshli chazaka is where there is edim of a hayda, or just a taina of a hayda. But let's go back to the etzim Gemara that says that if yida also betanase davuhin, if they're coming and claiming the ben oris or the ben uman or the ben gazlin mikayach their fathers, safil hanach nami loy, even a ben uman and a ben oris do not have a chazaka. And the Rishbam explains, the Lechayra, why don't you say Tanina liyirish? Why don't we Taina for the Yairish, the Taina that we could have said for their father? And the Rishbam answers that the reason why we don't say Taninon when he's born Machmas Aviv, because the Aviv himself, the father, would not have a Chazaka. He would not be relieved with a Taina, and therefore we don't say Taninon. And the Ramah also says it's not Shaykh Taninon by a Ben Uman or a Ben Oris, because if the father would have Taina Lefanenu, he would not be Neman, because an Uman ain't a Chazaka, and an Oris Ein loy chazaka. Rabbeinu Yoina says differently. He says the reason why we don't say taninan for the Yairish is because we only taina if the av was dor b'chad yoima. Similar to the Gemara earlier in Daf Mem Aleph, that when somebody is machzik in a karka for sholishanim and he tainas l'kuchi b'yadi, he's neman. If he says, I didn't buy it from you, the Marakama, I bought it from somebody else who sold it to me, and you, that other fellow that I bought it from, he bought it from you. So if he's that other, the Meicher, was Darbei Chad Yoima, then with Taninon, that the Meicher was Lekeachit from the Marakama. Over here also, if the Av would have been Darbei Chad Yoima, so then Enechanami would be able to say Taninon. But since the Hav is a Gazlan, so therefore it's like Loi Darba Chad Yoima, and the Mela doesn't help over here to say Taninon. The Ktzais in Simen Kuf Mem Vav also learns, like Rabbeinu Yoina, that the reason why over here there's no Taninon is because the father was not Darba Chad Yoima. Rabbi Chanan in Kavit Shurim Ois Kuf Tzadik Zayin asks, why did Rabbeinu Yoina need to come on to the fact that it's Chaser, that is missing, it's not, it wasn't Darba Chad Yoima? Even without that, L'chayra, Lo Mutzur Chabeinu Yoina Lezeh, L'chayr, you only taina for the Yisrael if the father will be neman. By an oris that he's not neman litin l'kuach, so it's not shaykh taninon liyasmi. If the father's a gazlan, also he couldn't have taina, so then you don't taina liyasayim. L'chayr, that's how the Rishbam explains the Gemara Kipshutai. We don't say taninon if the father would not be neman with this taina. So why did Rabbeinu Yoina have to come on and say that over here, the reason why we don't say taninon is because it's like he wasn't dor b'echad yoima? Ulai, we could be mevar the machlekes Rishbam and Rabbeinu Yoina, based on their same machlekes in what the Havani is in the din of Dor B'Echad Yoima. We had mentioned in previous Shiurim that the Ramban, Rashman, the Rishonim say the time that you need Edim, that the Meichu was Dor B'Echad Yoima, is because if he was not Dor B'Echad Yoima, it's Merzi Keshikra. And if it looks like it's not really true that he bought it, and in Mela, we're not going to taina for a Yerush or for Lekech, we're not going to taina that the Meichu had bought it from the Marakama. But other Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yoina, and Tosfos Rid, the Mevayer, that the reason why you need Dor B'Echad Yoima is in order to create a raglayim ledover, a haychachik tzas that the meicher taka bought it from the marakama. If it was dar boy chad yoyim al kolponim that amount of time, so then yesh raglayim ledover that he was lekeach that field from the marakama. And only in the case where there's raglayim ledover will we say taninon lelekeach. And the Ktzais also is Mevarin Simikuf Mem Vavav, the same Yisoid, that the din of Dor B'Echad Yoima is in order to be able to have Raglaim L'Dover that there was a Mechira to the Meicher, and the Mele will taina such a taina. Lefizeh, we could say that's Gufa the same Machloikis, the Gabi Gazlan. That Rabbeinu Yoina says in our Sugya, that there's no din taninon, because it's like Loi Dor B'Echad Yoima, he's going L'Shitosoi. L'Shitosoi, do you need a Raglaim L'Dover? That it's the Av in order to say Taninon. By Gazan, there's no Raglayim Ledover. So in Mele, we don't say Taninon. But if you say that if you don't say there's no Eden, that it was Darbe Chadyayim as Mechzik as Shikra, if the other Malach of the Rishayim, L'chair over here, there are Eden that the father was Dar Shavnit, so L'chair is no Reyesa. If there's Eden that the father lived there, so there's no Reyesa of lack of Darbe Chadyayim. You can say that you don't have a Reglaim L'dover from the fact that he lived there, and it's not like a Darbe Chadyayim, because he's not Nemo, the Taina, so he's not. It's not considered like Darbo Echad Yoyimah. And mainly we don't say Taninon. That's the Rabbeinu Yoyimah Sheitasai. But Lefi, the other Rishonim, if the reason why you need a Darbo Echad Yoyimah is in order to say, to take away the Merzi Keshikra, L'chayra over here, B'chlal, L'chol is no Reyesa. You don't have a Merzi Keshikra over here. Azay Vait, it's not Merzi Keshikra in L'chayra. That's why the Rishbam didn't learn that it's totally in Darbo Echad Yoyimah. The Rishbam said, Stam, there's no Tin Taninon where the father would not have been Zeichen with this Taina. A second way to maybe explain the Machlokes Rishonim is based on the words from Shimon Shkop in Simon Yud Beis. He learns that the Chilik between Rabbeinu Yoyimah and the Rishbam and our Sugya is totally in the Yisraelis Nich Chakira and the Din of Taninon. Is the gather of Taninon Mikoyach Avim is the pshat that you taina whatever the father could have tainted if he would have been here, but whatever the father couldn't have tainted, we don't taina for the Yerush. Or the taninah liyoshim is a taina mikoyach atzmon, like psach picha liilem. Even if the father could not have tainted that taina, we'll still say taninah liyoshim. So the Rashbam held that, like the first time, the din taninah liyoshim is only what the father taka was able to taina. Whatever the father was not able to taina, we don't say taninon for the yoshim. The melo here in our sugya, with the av is a gazlan, and he can't taina lekuach biyadi, and melo legabe the ben will also not say taninon, because whatever taina can't be used for the Av, we can't taina for the Yerushim either. And Rabbeinu Yoino argues and says that over here it's like Lord Darbei Chad Yoyim is because he holds Tanin as a taina mitzad atzma. So even if the father would not have been Nemon to taina this taina of Lekuchi Biyadi, still we should say taina for the Yerushim. The Yerushim do not have that chisarin. If the Yerushim do not have that chisarin, so we could say taina. And therefore he had to explain that the reason why we don't say taina is because over here it's chaser the din of Darbei Chad Yoyim. Only a ori is that the Gemara later in Dafnun Beis of Alves Mavur that you don't taina for the same what the father couldn't themselves have taina. So you have to say that over here it's different that of the father cannot taina. That's only because there's no raya from his chazaka since he's a gazlan. But the ben is not a gazlan, so his you have a raya from his chazaka. Maybe you could say taina. Over here it's not the etzem that he couldn't taina. It's just there's no raya from his chazaka, so you cannot minatseach with a taina of the kuchi biyadi. But like Gabi the Yarshim lechayra, we should be able to taina for them on their own merit that it was bought from the Marakam. In summary, we have a machlekes Rishbam and Rabbeinu Yoino if the Havana and the Gemara that there's no din taina in the Yarshim is because we can't taina for the Yarshim a taina that the father would not have been able to be zeicha with, or because it's a chisaron that the father is not considered a dar b'chad yayma, because since the oris or the gazlan is not in the karka b'cheskas shishaloi, it's only b'cheskas arisus or it's a gazlan, it's choshev that it's not a dar b'chad yayma, it's choser in that raya of dar b'chad yayma, and in male we don't say taninon for the yoyrish. And we have two ways of explaining the machloikas. Either they're arguing in the gedder of the din of Darbei Chad Yoyimah, if it's necessary as a raglaim ledover shtikel hechocha in order to say taninon, and since we don't have that raglaim ledover, therefore we will not say taninon, that's the sheet of Rabbeinu Yoino, or the yisayit of Darbei Chad Yoyimah is just a takeaway that it shouldn't be mechzi kashikra, which that you don't have anyway over here. So you have to, that's why the Rashbam explained that there's no taninon because the father would not have been zeichah with this taina. And a second way to explain the machlekes is of Shimon Shkop, whether the din of taninon is totally in the taina that would be menatseach for the av, or it could be an independent din of taninon. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Omar Rava, Pamim Shafilu Ben Menoshal Gazan, Namin Lechazaka. What's that? Can going to Kaosi Betainas and Abba Avua? And then the Gemara says, Hechi Domi Gazan, what's an example of a Gazan? On Rabbi Yechanan, going to Hurzik al Soda Zubi Gazanusa. He's Hurzik on this field to be considered a Gazan, so he has no Chazaka. The Rishbam points out that's only al Soda Zu, he's a Gazlin, and he has no Chazaka. But Bishar saw this in other fields, he would have a chazaka. And Rabbeinu Yoino also is medayik like the Rishbam that b'soda zu he has no chazaka, but b'shar sodas he does have chazaka. Frekt Rabbeinu Yoino, what's takap shat? Why he doesn't have a chazaka? L'chayra, if the, he has a chazak in Shar Sodis, then it's muchach that he's not huchzik larig nefoshes mitzad iskim mitzad mamen. He's not, in order to make money, al iskim mamen, he's not going to kill. If he would be a person who's a reitzeach, al iskim mamen, then of course the marakam is afraid to make a macho, and he has no chazak bechlal on any fields. So elamai, he's not somebody that would do that. So that's why he has chazak on other fields. So ebazoi, why does he not have chazak in this field? The Baalim should not be afraid of him. Why don't the Baalim make a macho? So Rabbi Yain explains that Legabi Sodazu, since he's Moise Nefesh Legoizlo, and if the Baalim is not going to be minded to him that it's his field, he's going to maybe go ahead and be Moisim Leshiltain or cause him other tsaris. So therefore, the Baalim is Mefache, the Baalim is afraid to make a macho. So that's why Legabi, this field that it was Huxley, because Lanusa, he taka doesn't have a chazaka. But Legabi, other fields, he does have a chazaka. It really has another tam why he doesn't have a chazaka. Because he says any field that comes to Yodesh, le'ayde mechira, you never nemon afterward to say that you bought it. A sada, which is a dua that came to shleide mechira, you can't be nemon afterwards to say that you bought it. You can't have a chazaka. So before like that, other rishonim also that a field that came to you, shaloi b'teras mechira, you not believe later to go ahead and say that lekuchi b'yodi. There is a machlekes rishonim in this. The Balamor over there and the Rashi Nafam Gimel said that even if you are yard shaloi b'teras mechira, but if afterwards you matzah gimel shonim in nemon to say you chayz v'kaina the sada, but al kalpan l'shit satayis v'sudi ime that you're not nemon afterwards to say the kind of the field. So over here, since it was not b'teiris, it was b'teiris gazlan nusa, so you never nemon anymore to say l'kuchihi biyadi. The Ramban points out in the sugya that it's pasha that he has no chazak on this field that he originally stole is not really dafka gazlan. Any yer shle b'teiris mekach, that would be the halacha that they never have chazaka. But the Ramban says over here it's a chiddush that even if Bezna was machzir the sod al abaylam, Bezdin returned the field to the Baalim, and then afterwards he was machzik b'gimel shanim. He still does not have a chazaka on this sada, since he was huchzik a gazlan in this sada. Now that already is a chiddush. And that lechayr you have to apply the svar of Rabbeinu Yoina that legabe this field he's afraid to make a machon. Therefore, legabe this field he never could have a chazaka. But the etzim halacha that once you're not b'teres mechir, you can never have a chazaka on the karka. That's not something which is totally dafke in a gazlan. That's independent of a gazlan. Any yerich shleib teres mekach, the din is that they can never have a chazaka on this field. Over here is an extra chiddush. Even if Bezin was mazik the sod lebailim, and then you were mazik, you still can't have chazaka again because the marakama is afraid to make a macha legabi this particular field that you hugzik aleh asadazu begazlanusa. This machlokes rishonim that we're mentioning, that if you yored to the karka shalei b'teres mechira, if you originally are in the land, not as a buyer, that you're not nemon anymore to say lekuchi biyadi, is really evident as a machlokes at two terutzim in Taisus in the next Gemara. The next Gemara towards the bottom of the Amid says Tana banon umun ein lechazaka, but yorad me umnasa yesh lechazaka. If he's not any more an uman and he's still machzik, then he has a chazaka. And Taisus brings two pshatim. Matzino lefarish Taisus says me ois yorad mumnasa means me ois and kelim shenasim loy laacha sheyorad mumnasa. He received new kelim after he's not any more an uman. Comparable to what the Gemara says, oris shiard marisusai, and in there you have a chazaka. In Nami Taisus a second teretz, afilu oisan kalim shenosle b'shoshay adayin uman. Even those kalim that you received when you were still in uman, v'hu shesho achram nosay kol kach shuregila shemachzirin lebailim, as long as they stayed by you for a long time, that the regilis, the normal custom would have been that you would have returned it, then even on those kalim that originally came to you, b'teiras uman, now that you have those kalim for such a long time, you're never to say that l'kuchihi biyadi. Now l'chayra, the first teretz of Taisvis, that says that we're talking about the new kalim that came to you after you were yard mum nasai, l'chayra, it's pashit that yesh l'chazaka. What's the chiddush? So the Shmuel explains that the chiddush is that even if the ma'ar taina is that he didn't know that you were yard me'um nasai, he didn't know that you're not an uman anymore, and therefore he gave it to you b'teiras uman, still it doesn't help his taina, and l'maisa the uman will yes have chazaka. The second teretz of Tosfos is that we're talking about the same kalim and it was by you for a very long time. Now the Tumim in Simen Kuf Lamed Daled explains Tosfos that if it's not Yodua when he gave him the kalim at all, he's neman to say that they came to him after he was Yorim Mu'um Nasai. And the male, in a case of a suffix, we would say that a woman has a chazaka. If there are Edim that he gave it to him when he was still a Uman, so then that's Tosfos' second Mahalach, that you need to have Dafka show Etzloi Harbe. And that Tosfos says, originally they were speaking about Kalim that he gave to him after he was Yorad, it doesn't mean there were Edim that they gave him the Kalim after he was Yorad, because the Tumim says, the same thing we asked a moment ago, that's Pashit. There's no Chiddush that if you receive the Kalim after you were Yorad Mu'um Nasai, that you have a Chazaka. So when Tosfos first said, his first Mahalach, that we're talking about Kalim that were given to the Uman after his Yorad Mu'um Nasai, we're not talking about, we know Vaday they were given to him afterwards. It's even in the Suffolk, if they were given to him before or afterwards, the Halacha is, that is Neman. And even with that, what Tosfos says, that a Ben Uman Yesh Chazaka is speaking about, it was Shoach HaMois Ovi, it was for a long time by him, otherwise it wouldn't be Neman. That's only in a case there are Eidim that they gave the Chavis to the father at the time when he was an Uman. But if there are no Eidim, when the Uman received the Kalim, the Halacha is that, and the Kalim was Shoach Harbe, the Halacha is that the Uman is Neman to say that he received the Kalim afterwards, or that it was Lekuchi Biyadi according to the second Teretz, and in Mela you'll have a Chazaka. But I'll call upon him. That's how the Tumim explains Tosfos what is the Chiddush if the Kalim were given to him after he was Yorad Mu'um Nasai. But Tosfos' second teretz is that even if the Kalim were given to him before he was Yorad Mu'um Nasai, he still could have a Chazaka if it was Shoah B'Shusei Harbi, if it was Shoah Achri Mu'um Nasai such a long time that the Regilus would be to give it back. L'chaira, in Kalim that were given to him when he was an Uman, how can it help that it was Shoah B'Shusei? Didn't we mention this before? The Rishonim hold that if you go down into a karka, if you have it b'teiras shlei b'teiras mechira, you never nemut to say later lekuchi biyadi. So the Gra in Simen Kuf Nun Ois Gimel points out that enochanami these two terutzim of Tosfos, the two malachim of Tosfos, is really this machlekes Rishonim that we mentioned earlier. Lefi the shitas that hold that a karka that's bali yadi shlei b'teiras mechira, if you in the karka not as a buyer lechatchila, that it helps afterwards chazaka. So that is the mahalach of second malach in Tosfos, that by an uman also could be speaking that they were talking in the same kalim that you received b'teiras uman, but later, since it was show achrom nasai such a long time that the regilas would be to be machzor lebailim, you could now yet have, you could have a chazaka. But according to the sheets Rishayim that argue and say that any time you're in a karka or you have a keli which needs a special chazaka, if you got it originally shlei b'teiras mechira, you're not neman this afterwards to say lekuchi biyadi. So then you can't say Tosfos the second mahalach. You can't say Tosfos mahalach even oisin kelim shnasli b'shashadayin uman and shoach rum nasi should have a chazaka, because once you receive the kelim b'teiras uman, you can never have a chazaka. So you have to say according to those rishayim like Tosfos' first mahalach, that Tosfos says we're talking about kelim that were given to the uman after he was already Yorad Mu'um Nasai. And what is the Chiddush of Kalim that were given to you after Yorad Mu'um Nasai? So we explain, either like the Gedulei Shmuel is a Chiddush because the Marakama claims that he didn't know you, not a Numan anymore, or like the Tumik says, that points out that over here in Sian Taisa Gevaldik a Chiddush, that even in a case of a Suffolk, if the Halacha is that a Uman Yeshloi Chazaka. In summary, we mentioned before, and we see it in evident in Tosfos 2 Mahalchim, a machlekes Rishonim, if you're yoyred to a karka, or in the case of Kalim by an Uman, shel b'teiras umnis, or b'teir, different for b'teiras schiris, or b'teiras she'elo, for whatever reason, but not mechira, that you're never neman afterwards to be able to go ahead and say lekuchi biyadi. Lefizeh, the case of Yorad Mu'um Nasai has to be referring to fresh Kalim that you received after you're already not anymore an Uman. And other Rishonim argue, and other Rishonim hold, that you can still have a Chazaka. And the Mela, in the case of Uman, you could also say that we're talking about the same Kalim that you received B'Teiras Uman, but since it's by you for such a very long time, now you're never to say L'Kuchihi B'Yodi. And there's a Chiddush in that, that Levi the Tum explains, that even in a Suffolk, the Uman is Neman, and he has a Chazaka. Towards the bottom of the Amid, the Gemara says that Ben Shecholak, Ve'ishishen Isgarsha, Hare Hein, Kishar Kol Odom. The Gemara questions, Bishleim ben Shecholak Itzrich, there's a chiddush that they could make a chazaka. Sal Kedai Tachamina would have thought, Achuli Achal Gabe. Maybe there was Mechila Kamash Milan Aloy. Ela Isha Shen Esgarsha Pshita L'chayr, if a woman is divorced, of course she could make a chazaka B'nichsei Baila. And her husband can make a chazak in her nechassim. Like the Rishbam says, they are sain and zeh zeh, and avad each one shmei meicha. So the Gemara explains, Leitzricha, now we go to Memzayinim and Beis, Migureshes, Vein and Migureshes. Where it's a Safek Gershin, and the Rishbam explains, for example, Zorak lo geti through her get, Safek Korev lo, Safek Korev loy, where the halachi is, she's not vadai Migureshes, and her husband is Mechuyib Mzayinisel, until he gives her a proper get. The Rishbam explains that the Chiyuv Mezainis is because the Akati Agida Bey, she's still attached to him, she requires a proper get to be considered now not anymore an Eishes Ish. The question is that L'chayra, why do you have to say, why is he M'chuyiv Bechlal in her Mezainis? It's a suffix of he's married to her or not, a suffix M'gureshes. L'chayro, misafik, he should not be M'chuyiv Mezainis, a suffix mamin. We always know that the rule is, Ha'meitzim Chaver Olavaraya. And you can't say that the reason why he's mechuyev to give her mezainis is because she's becheskas eishes ish. Because the chazaka of eishes ish is not mitzi mamin. Such a, you need to have a raya ve'edim in order to be mitzi mamin. So Rabbi Chanan in the Kavitz Shurim points out a Meir de Gazach. He says that that's what Rashi meant over here. Rashi says that the reason why Zachiv Mezainis is because Akati Agida Bey, that means she's still attached to him, since Machamos is, since because of him, she's still Asura to marry out Lashuk, so he's Chayv in her Mezainis B'teiras Vadai. But Einachanami, Zachiv Mezainis is not because of the fact that she's Becheskas Eishes Ish, and that that's Maitzi Mamein. And Avadev would be just a suffix alone, Avadev he wouldn't be Mechuyiv Mezainis. But since she's Vadai Agida Bey, and Machamosai, because of him, she can't marry, therefore there's a Chiyav Mezainis, B'teiras Vadai. The Gemara further in the Amid, Amid Beis, says that the Kulon, all those that are mentioned that don't have Chazokah, Shevi or Raya, Reyos and Raya is a good Raya, Mamin and Sodeh B'yodan. A Gazan Shevi Raya, Ein Reyos and Raya, Ve Mamin and Sodeh B'yodan. A Gazan is Raya, is not a Raya. The Gemara says, Maiko Mashmalon, Tanina. If you make a kinyan from sikrikoin, which is a gazlan nochri that's hiring the foshes aliske momin, the loshen of sikrikoin is so karkazuv anicheni, the bailam says here, take the karka and leave me alone, don't kill me. The loch is, it's not really konui to the gazlan, and therefore if somebody buys from the gazlan, it's not considered a kinyan, and the mekach is bottle. So the Gemara is asking, so what's the chiddush of the fact that by a gazlan shevi raya and by yosei raya, we know that it's pashit, that a raya is not a good raya because he was forced. And the Gemara continues to say, a chiddush is lafukim in the Rav. The Rav said it's only if you say lechazei kekni, and so on. On this nekuda of lokach misikrikoin, the Rashbam points out that the reason why it's not a kinyan is because, although later the Gemara is going to tell us that if you force somebody to sell something to you and you give him money, the din is that it's a good mechira, and that's known as Taliyu of his oven. If you hang him and you force him to sell, Zvine Zvine, it's a good sale. But Taliyu of Yohiv, if you force somebody to give you a matana, it's not a matana. And therefore, in the case of the Gemara in Gittin, it's not considered a proper matana, and if somebody else buys it from the gazlan, from, it's not considered a kinyan, and it's a mekach tois. The Rashbam tells us that this is only as far as the last stage of sikrikin. But the first two gzeres, kamaisa and mitziyasa, says the Rashbam, kiven the kotli nochrim li Yisrael, since the goyim would kill the yidden if they would not give up their land, so agav oinsei gomar o makni. Agav the oines, there is a real hakno. So the male din of lokach misikrikin v'chazim lokach balabayis, the mekhoi bottle does not apply to kamaisa and mitziyasa. The Mordechai in Gittin, ois shin tzadik hei, and the Rashbam in Gittin of Nehema Beis ask that l'chayra, we were just mechalik, and we said that to you of a zovin is zvine zvine. When you receive money, agav zuzi, because of the money that you receive, gomro makni. But to you of a yohiv, if you are forced to give a matana, the matana is not a matana. So why by the sikrikin of the kamais and the mitziyasa do we say that it is a good matana? L'chayra, they didn't give any money, so it should be daima to tliyu v'yohev. And we know tliyu v'yohev is not considered a proper matana. What's a nafka mina? So the Mordechai brings a teretz b'shem the Ram, that over there it's different, because since they would kill them if they wouldn't give up the karka, so that's considered an oines gadol. In oines gadol, the klal is, agav oinsei gomar umakni. Although normally the klal is liyu v'yohiv, matana is not a good matana, but if the malchus was mafkidem lahariga, so then it's oines gomar, azash shtarka oines, that of course would be gomar umakni. The Beis Yosef, in Simon Reish Hey, Ois Yud Beis asks that L'chaira, that's not always true. We know that Yisurim sometimes is considered a greater Oinus than Misa. Like the Gemara's Mavur in Ksubas Daflam and Gimel by Hanani Mishal Vazaria, it says, Ilmole Nagduhu, if they would have caused them Yisurim instead of giving them a choice of sentencing them to death, Polchu L'Talmo, they might have succumbed and they might have went ahead and worshipped the idol. So you see that Yisurim is in a certain way much worse than Misa itself. And the Mela, how could you say if Yisurim itself would not cause him to be Gomer v'Noise in a Matana, so why would you say that Misa is, yes, Goymer, that he should be give a Matana? Now, the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, learns in the Kavan of the Mordechai that it's Taket Davk if you do Yisurim. That's when it's Le'Gomer v'Yohiv. But if you mi'ayman al v'Misa, Misa is Gomer v'Yohiv. So that means Misa is worse. Misa is much worse than Yisurim. And the Mishnah Melech asks from the Gemara Shabbos Daf Peches, where the Gemara says the Bizman Matan Torah was Kafalei Mahar Kegigis, and Vom Ravach, and the Gemara says over there, Mikan Meidol Rabbalo Iraisa. And Rashi explains, what does it mean, Meidol Rabbalo Iraisa? That if they're taken to Bezdin, then they're asked, how come they were not Mekayim? The Torah, they were Mekabal, they have an answer. They were Mekabal in Bainis, they were forced. So that means, you see from that Gemara, that even a kfiyas har, which is oinus of misa, is not for sure that you meant to give it. If not, there's no real gemiras das for haskama, and that's why we could say meidor rabbi leirais. You have like an excuse. You weren't forced. So even misa is not enough to say that there's vade a kabbalah. So who said it should be enough to say that vade and nesina a gemiras das for a matana? And bechlal, like we mentioned from the Beis Yosef, that yisurim usually are worse than Misa. It's more than Mark Subis, and still it's Legomar Umakni. Just like Yisurim is Legomar Umakni, so Misa is also Legomar Umakni. But I'll call upon him, that's how the Mordechai answers the Kasha, that over there it's different than regular Tluyu of Yohiv, because it was upon the threat of death, and upon the threat of death, that's a much greater reason to go ahead and be Goymer and give them Matana. A second Teretz that's brought down in the Rishonim, the Rajm himself answered in Gittin, to this kasha, that the reason why over here we say agav oinsi gomra makni is because since the malchus was mafkir them lahariga, so they felt to themselves they're never going to get back the karka bechlal. They're never going to be shav lenachalosam. They're not going to go back to their nachlos, so they were gomra makni. So it's not mitzad the etzem yisurim that caused them to be gomra das to be given matana, but it's because they felt that they'll never get it back. They'll never return to the Nachla. The Malchus is Mafkidem Lahariga, so they're in a situation where they have nothing to lose by giving it. They're not going to have it for themselves, ever. So if they're not going to ever have it for themselves, so they will Gomar Umakni. The Beis Yosef himself says a different teretz. He says that when the Ona says, give me the karka, and if not, I'll kill you. The reason why he's not Gomer Makna unless he receives Damim is because he's not receiving anything in return. He's being forced to make that Nesina. When he's being forced to make that Nesina, we say only if he receives Mois, if he receives money, then he's Gomer Makni. But in a case where the Anas, where the person who's forcing him is not really to evade him the land, it's just that he wants to kill him. And this Yid tells him, take the karka and leave me alone and don't kill me. That means he offers the karka on his own volition to avoid getting killed. So then even in such a case, even without damim, he's gomar umakni. And the male zok to Beis Yosef, that is the pshat, nigzera kamaisa mitziyasa, was talking about that they were coming, the goyim were coming to kill the yidin. And he was being paid himself with the karka. In such a case, he's gomar umakni. Mashenke, by the basraisa, they would just have the karka. And if not, maybe they would kill them. That's different. If they force you to give it, and under the penalty of death, then it's tliyu v'yohev, and it's not considered a matana. But if you're offering the karka, so if you're offering the karka, that's different. Then we say in such a case, we would say that it is considered as gomer makni. Rabbi Chanan and other achrayim want to be mitzayin to be mazbe the shzor of the Beis Yosef from the halacha that we find that a isha that's nensa on beila is muteres lebaila. That means if a chas v'shalom somebody's ma'anes or eishes ish, it's considered a bia ba'ines, and a bia ba'ines is not a sura lebaila. But if some man comes over to her and gives her a choice that I will kill you, I want to kill you, and she's, in order to avoid Misa, she's Meiser herself, Labia, in order to matzal herself from Misa, then the Allah is that she's Asura Labaila. Like it says in the Gemara in Mishnah Ksubis, Nafchavav Mebeis, that Aidei Nefasha is Asura Labaila. L'chair, what's Nafkamina? In both cases, it's a pure Einus. The only reason why she did the Bia is in order to avoid death, or she was forced to do the bia. Both cases are an oinus. No, the chilik is like the Beis Yosef is being mechalik. If somebody's ma'anes isha, so the etzem ma'isa was done ba'oinus. She was forced in the znus. And the mela, such a ma'isa which is done ba'oinus, it does not asur lebaila. On the other hand, where she was being threatened to be killed, so she's not being forced to have znus, to have a bia. She's not being forced to live with the man. She is just offering it in order to avoid the misa. If she's offering it in order to avoid the penalty of death, in order to avoid getting killed, to imatzel herself, then that mice is her mice. It's not considered an oinus. It's not considered an oinus gamor. So mimele, it's a sura lebaila. They also shteltzu, the Rambam paskins, that wherever the case is yaharig valyavar, like gimel averes avedazor gil raish vichasdom, the din is yaharig, you have to let yourself get killed and not chas shalom be over. If you are over taka and you did the avera, you didn't let yourself get killed. The loch is you don't get malchus. Why? Because it was an einus, a malchus ba'einus. Masha'en kane, if there is a case of a choyla that's misakona, that went ahead and was over and was merape himself with avodah zarah, then the halacha is that he would get malchus. He did something wrong. You're not allowed to go ahead and be merape yourself. And there's passing the Rambam passing the choyla sheish misakona. If he's over and nisrape ba'atzi asherah, he's like, even though he only did it in order to avoid dying. Why is that different than somebody who's manis, if you nenas to be over navera? And again, the nafkamina is that if they force you to do the maisa, this maisa vera, even though the din is yarig val yaver, but la maisa, that action was done ba'inus. And since it was done ba'inus, you're not loike. Masha ain't kain by a chayla, where you did the maisa berotzen, although the motivation for the maisa is in order to save your life, but since the maisa was done berotzen, that maisa is considered your maisa, and the din is that you are like it. And similarly, that's pshat in the Beis Yosef over here, that this same chilik, that if they offer, they tell you, give me the land, and you're forced to give the land, that's liyu v'yovin, it's not a matana. But if they want to kill you, and you're offering the land in order to avoid getting killed, so the offering of the land is a proper hakna, and over here we wouldn't say the klal of tliyu v'yohiv is not a matana. Reb Shimon Shkop is ma'irer that lechayer this chilek we find only legabi if it has under the shem einus. But over here is a little different than the two cases that were mentioned. Over here it's a shailin gemiras das for hakna. Before we mentioned in the Chayer Bochanan's two cases, it's about whether that ma'isa is considered a ma'isa ba'einus or not. Does it have under the shem einus in the ma'isa to say that it's mufka from your, not considered your action, a ma'isa which is done ba'einus is not nechsheves ala oisa. So the mele, in a case where you're forced to do a ma'isa, that ma'isa is an einus and it's not your ma'isa, not your ma'isa's nus. It's called an einus legabe the baila, she's materis the baila, and it's also called an einus legabe the yedid of yahari vayavid, you're not like it. Mashenkin, if you did it with your ratzin, so even though your motivation for it was because you want to save your life, like or you want to save your life and therefore you mafkir yourself lesnus, and that's not considered a maisa ba'inus. But maybe when it comes to the halacha of tliyu of yochiv, even though you're forced to go ahead and be makne something, but you're not receiving money, that you're not gomra makne. If you're not gomra makne, unless there's mois, that's the klal tliyu of zov and zvine zvine. Only if you receive money, then you're gomra gomra bedas to be makne. And if it's bechinam, if it's only matoni, not gomra bedas to be makne. So then mech teisa to say that if you're noisin mi atzma, if you give it on your own volition, then you are gomra makne more than if it, if they come l'chatchila to get the field from you. Maybe there's a chilek l'gabi akno and Hashem oinis mitzad your maisa. But I'll call upon him the achrayim of being down with the two and saying the chilek between whether or not the oinis, the maisa was done by oinis, or you're doing the maisa b'rotzein and the motivation is because of a situation of oinis. In summary, we have three basic mahalchim how to answer the kasha that although normally the din is tliyu v'yohiv, if you're forced to give a matana, it's not considered a gemiras das for akna, and it's not a matana. By the case of sikrikin, even in kamaisa and mitziyasa, since the kotli nochem Yisrael, over here we say it's different. We say agav ein sigomra makne. Either the chilik is like the Mordechai's mechal b'shein deram that an ein is godoil. For as Misa is stronger, and in such a case, Agav Oin Segomra Makni, or like the Rajbed explained that since they want to kill them, take them away from their Nachla, they look at it as if they don't own anything. Nothing is theirs. They're not going to ever go back to the Nachla, and therefore, the Adarabba, whatever they're getting, the other lands that they are getting, is if they're Makabal Vatma Matana. Then over here, it's Gomra Makni because it's detached, they're removed from the land because they're not expecting anything in return to ever get it back. And the third malach was the Beis Yosef, that we mean michalik in whether you're offering the karka in order to avoid misa, or they are forcing you to give the karka. Even though both are a situation of oinus, but if you're offering it in the etzem maisa is berotzein, then we say the din is that gomar umakni. Now in the etzem chilik between tliyu v'zov and zvine zvine, but tliyu v'yohiv is not a good matana, we find different ways to understand it in the achrayim. The pashtus would be that if you receive money, so then there's a gemiras das to be makne the chefetz. And even though you don't want this akno, you'd rather not have to make this sale, and you don't have a rotzen l'haknois, but agav oinse de zuzi, gomra makni. We say a meicher probably is gomra beliboy to makni the chefetz, and he has a das makni because he's receiving money. The chidush harim and the nesivah simon tes add a havana that if he's not going to be maskim to the sale, so then he doesn't even get the money, so he loses the karka for free. If you already have to give up the karka, you might as well be zeicha in the money that you're receiving. So we say that it's nichle to be maskim to take the money. I'll call upon him to mekabel the zuzi and merely the bribes. Hakno. Second way to understand the difference between Matana and Zvini is that even if you'll say that when you're forced, there is a Das Makne, and he's going Bedati Lahaknois, but a Matana is different. A Matana, it's not enough a Das Hakno, it requires a Rotzin and a Nichusa. Rabbaran in Mishnah, Rabbaran in Kedushin Simon Hesif Kotten Dalad explains that a matana requires nechusa beliba shel anoisein, that he should be nichle in the etzem matana. And therefore he wants to say that by matana, dvarim shebelev havu dvarim, because you need a nechusa beliba. And in Mela, even if by matana you'll find the case that agav ainsi gomra makni, it still won't be chal the matana, because there's no rotzein and nechusa. We also find this far in the Zecha Yitzchak and Chedek Aleph, Simon Lamed Aleph, that he brings a mekor from the Rambam in Perik Yud Hilchs Mechira Aloche Gimel, that the Rambam writes, you write a Meidah on a Matana, does not require an Oinis. He says, Ein Hoilche V'matana El Ache Gilui Das HaNoisein. This is the Loshna Rambam. Shim Einoi Roitze B'choliboy L'haknois Loikona Mekabu Matana. By Matana, if there's no Rotzin B'choliboy and no Nichusa, then he's not Mekabu the Matana. It's not a good Matana. It's not enough that there's a Das for Akno. In Rebbech Ber, in the Shiurim, in Babasra, in Simon Yud Zayin, it brings from Reb Chaim that Tliyu V'yoev doesn't help is because a Maisa Ba'inis is not a Maisa. As Yisoid is learned out from the Pasuk L'Nar Le'Sasid Dovar, that no dinim or chalois can be chal on a person La'insai. Just like Oinis Rachmona Patre from Oinshim, so too the Torah was mafki all dinim and chalois that they can't be chal of La'insai. Of course, this is a great chiddush because Pashas Mechira has only to do with Gemira's Das and is not with a Maisa. The Maisa of Mechira is just he megala the Das fa'akna, or to show Bailus, but it's not an Etzem Maisa that creates the Kenyan. You need to have the Gemira's Das. And that we should say that these, if it's Ba'inus, it's Chosar, the Maisa, that's why Tliyu of Yohiv is not considered a Matana, is a Chiddush Gadol. The Gemara continues, the Gemara says that Rav said, Leishono domle lechazek kni, ava bishtar is kaina, and the Chiddush of the Gemara is that that's not like Rav, like Shmuel, that even bishtar, you're not kaina until you write it achrayis. Taisnaf memchesam and aleph is mevar the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. That Rav holds that if you don't give money, if you didn't give money, then he wouldn't have written a shtar. And Shmuel holds no machmas einis. You could write a shtar, but achrayis you would not have been mekabel unless there was money. And Tais over here, the Maschal Ava writes that Rav is moedel to Shmuel. They need achrayis. Just that he goes to shitasa that he holds achrayis toya sefer. What's the difference that Achrayis is Torah Sefer? But the Maisa is no Echocha from the Ksiva of Achrayis Bechlau. Rabbi Yoin and the Sugi and the Rajmi and Gittin Daf and the Ches ask that what Echocha is there from the writing of the Shtar? Just like you're afraid from the Sikrikoin, Legabi the Etzim Mechira, that you're forced to sell because otherwise he'll have your head, Lechayra, you're also afraid of because of him, and therefore you write a Shtar. The Ksiva's Shtar is also the same Oinus. And therefore, Ben Yair and the Raj will learn that Rav holds that since you did a Maisa of Ksivas Hashtar, it's a sign that you were Gomar Bedaita and you were Makne. Mashenke Ba'amiras Lechazeku Kni, which is only an Amira. So that means the Shetosam Be'emus we're talking about with Lo Yohiv Zuzi. Taka did not give money. And still, if you wrote a Shtar, it's Kaina. Why? Because a Ksivas Hashtar is a much greater Maisa, which shows a Gemira's Das for Akna. What's the pshat in Shmuel? So Rabbeinu Yoin and Rashi explain that if you write a shtar, that's still not a hechocha that you're gomer a makne, because if you're not going to write a shtar, then the sakrikin will say, oh, this guy still feels that he's going to be able to get back the land. So therefore, he's forced to write that shtar. But a ksiva of achrayis is not machmas yira, that you didn't have to add, because the sakrikin are not makpid if you're not going to be mekabel achrayis. Mechateisi, you should mekabel achrayis in the karka, that Sikri can sell other macher. So they, since the Ksivas Achrayis, since it's not necessary, Al Karchoch it's a Hechocha, that you are gum believe by you are machne. And the Fi Zeh, they write, Rabbeinu Yoin and the Rajbo, that by a Gazlan himself, even Ksivas Achrayis is not a Hechocha. Because maybe the Gazlan force you to write Achrayis. It's only over here that Sikri can and not Makbil. He doesn't care about the Achrayis. Because the Sikri can, they go take it and they sell it somebody else. So Mimeil, if you write Achrayis, that's a simen that you gomer or makne. Towards the bottom of the Omid, Rav Huna says the famous halacha, till you have a zavin, zavine, zvini. My time or why? Called in mazvin inish, whenever a person sells, ilav the honest, if not for the fact that he was forced. Lehav a mazvin. People do not sell things unless they have to, and they need the cap, need the money. And of course, if you make a sale, bedas, it's considered a sale. So over here also, since you are receiving money, therefore you gom bedas and you makne. And zvina, din is zvina, zvini. The lush of the Rashbam is that it's zvina, zvini, even though afilu loy gomer makne. It says such a lushin that called the mazbin inish, Rav Chafetzim Mikli Beis, Talisa the Rashbam explains, if not for the fact that you're dochet with Mois, you wouldn't have sold it. And still it's a sale against your will. Afilu loy gomar umakni, says the Rashbam. Shloy nosna teira chila b'mek chamemke b'indvar matzrichen loy umachron l'dvar m'sh'en srichen loy. El kula koina lekeach. V'achinami, we are also afagav the honest meicher koina lekeach hoyal v'kim davim. And again, the Rashbam repeats himself towards the end of this Dira Maschel. The afagav the loy gomar umakni, even though you were not gomar umakni. Rabbi Chanan in the Kevitz Shurim is matmiya on this Rashbam. What does it mean that it's blibes hakno even without a gomer umakne? It's tamua. How can a kinyan be chal without a gemir's das for hakno? That's the same as an asmachta. That's not kaina because it's chaser in the gemir's das. So what does the Rashbam mean that over here teluy v'zavin zvine zvine? Although there's no gemir's das for hakno, how could that be considered a good kinyan if there's no gemir's das for hakno? L'chayra. we're forced to say in the, that without in the Rashbam that maybe he means that there's no rotzen and nichusel haknis, but avada zegmir is das, but it's not mashman is loshen that that's what he's coming to say. Without the Rashbam Vadi Mefarish, that you see from every single Mechira that Agav Oin say there's a real Mechira Gemiras Das. So we hear also Tuliyav Zovin Zvine Zvine, because there's a real Gemiras Das for Akno. Another important Nikuda in the Sugi is whether or not you need to have a Mira of Reitzani. According to Rav Huna, the din is Tuliyav Zovin Zvine Zvine. But does that mean that he said Reitzani? Or even if he did not say Reitzani, we say it's a good Mechira. The Lashon of the Rashbam is, Taliyu of Azovim, Yishetolo Oisei Ayosel Yisurim, Ache Mochar, they forced him to sell, V'kibol Hadomim, V'oime Roitzani. The Rashbam is telling us that the din of Rav Huna is Dafka, if he said Roitzani. The Ramah says, V'ferish in Ois Kuf Pehei, that you have to say Roitzani. L'chayre, it's V'ferish in Gemara in Bobakama. The Gemara in Bobakama, Dav Samach Beis, asks, what's the chili between a Gazlan and a Chamsin? And the Gemara says, Chamsin yoiv dmei, Chamsin gives money, and a Gazlan lo yoiv dmei, and a Gazlan does not give money. Then the Gemara asks, if yoiv dmei, Chamsin korisle, if he's giving money, he's paying for the object, why is he considered a Chamsin? Vam ravunet liyuv azovin zvina zvini. Which l'chari the Gemara is asking, that he's a good mechir, if it's a good mechir, with what is he a Chamsin? On that the Gemara answers, like Hash adoma reitzani, hodoloi oma reitzani. The Chayyim Mars Teretz is that Rav Huna's din of Tliy Vezavin Zvine Zvine is only if he says Reitzani. If he doesn't say Reitzani, then he has a din of a Chamsin. And that's the pshat why the Rashbam said in our Gemara that it's talking about that he says Reitzani. But the Rambam in Perek Yud Milchus Mechira Locha Aleph does not mention at all that you have to say Reitzani. And the Chayyim, it's Faker from the Sugim Baba Kama. The Gra in Shulchan Aruch Hasim Reish Heis of Kotan Aleph writes that Be'emes the Rambam holds it's a machlekes asugis, that the sugi in Baba Kama holds you have to have Reitzani, and in our sugi it doesn't say anything about Reitzani. That means the din of Tluyev Zovin Zvina Zvina is even without an Amira of Reitzani. The Bach over there on the tour says that the Gemara doesn't mean that. The Gemara doesn't mean that the Feirish have to say Reitzani. The Gemara Baba Kama means that if you're Shosaki, Mekabel Adamim, then it's like you said Reitzani. And the male, the Rambam's psak that you don't need to have Reitzani kashtim even with the Gemara and Baba Kama. That doesn't mean that you have to have Dafka Reitzani in order to have a Chalois Mechira. The Nesivis answers that over here they will ma'anis him to make a Mechira. So that's why you don't need an Amira of Reitzani. Because it's Anan Sahadi, it is Gomer Makni in order to absolve himself all the Yisurim that are forcing him to make the Mechira. Mashenkin in the Sugi Baba Kama, that's talking about a Chamsin that grabbed a Chefetz and gave you the money. Over there was no Oinis of Mechira, it's just he grabbed it, he didn't give you a choice. And Mela over there does not blibe a good Mechira unless it's an Amira of Reitzani. And if it's not a good Mechira, then Avadi will have a din of a Chamsin. But the Magen Mishnah in Perek Dal, the Milchus Ish Locha Aleph, writes that from the Raiv and Nilch's Mechira, that it was not masig on the Rambam, Lacheretz Mavur from the Raiv that he holds, you don't need Reitzani. He agrees to the Rambam, because it doesn't say, it's not masig on the Rambam, it says, V'hu Shiyem Reitzani. And the Mishnah asks that the Shitza Raiv in Nilch's Gzeil is clear that you have to have an Amir of Reitzani. So why didn't the Raiv be masig? Over in the Gemara Baba Kama, in this case, it's Leiv Zovin that you should have to have also an Amira of Reitzani. Now, Be'emes, in the Etzem Gemara Baba Kama, there's a very stark shayla from the Achrayim. The Gemara asks that if you gave money, why is it called a Chamsin? I have Huna holds Leiv Zovin, Zvina, Zvini. The Chayyim, you could explain the Gemara's Kasha that if you're over Leisachmoid, so the Mekach should not be Kayim. In other words, the Gemara is asking that this, we know it's Machlekes Abaya, Rava and Abaya in the beginning of Maseches Tmura of Kol Milsa Dover Achmana Lisavid, anything the Torah says not to do, Yavid Mahani or Yavid Loi Mahani. According to Rava that holds Kol Milsa Dover Achmana Lisavid, Yavid Loi Mahani, so if when you go ahead and you force somebody to sell something to you, give him money, if you tell me Tluyev Zovin Zvini Zvini that it is a good Mechira, so Al-Karch the Torah didn't answer that. Al-Karch, you don't have a din, you're not overly Sachmoid. Because if you would be overly Sachmoid, the din is Ovid Loimahani, and the male of Mekach would not be Kayim. So when the Gemara is asking that Yoiv Dmei, Chamsin Korislev, Om Rav Huna, Tluyev Zovin Zvini Zvini, The Gemara is asking that from the Rav Huna's din, that it's a good mechira, that's a raya that you're talking not over leisachmoid. So if you're not over leisachmoid, how can you call him a chamsin? On that, the Gemara answers that leikash adam roitzani ad leam roitzani, which would mean that when you say roitzani, you're talking not over in leisachmoid. And you're talking only over if you don't say roitzani. By Bazoi, that's mamish, not like the Rambam. Because the Rambam in Perek Alf, Nuchazel, Lachates, writes, that kol shehivtzi b'chaveira, if you force your friend shimka lechefetz, over b'lei sachmoid. You're over the lav lei sachmoid, afal pi shenoysein domim, even though you give money. The Rambam passes clearly that you are over lei sachmoid in a clear case of tluy v'zovin, where zvine is zvine, and it's not mechalik b'chlal, whether he said reitzani or not reitzani. It's clear in the Rambam that even if there was no amira, there was an amira of reitzani, he's still over the lav of loy sachmoid. And the kasha is that if the din is kol milstav rachmana leisavidi ovid loy mahani, so how could you say that it is a mechira and at the same time be over the lav of loy sachmoid? There, the Ravid is massing, and the Ravid says dafkeim loy omer reitzani. That din that you over loy sachmoid is only if you didn't say reitzani. But from the Rambam it's mashma that even if you did say reitzani, you over loy sachmoid. What's the pshat? L'chayr, if you, according to the Rav who holds, kol milstam rachmani leisavi over leimahani, if you over leisachmoid, then it should not be a good mechira. And the Magen Mishnah over there says, even though you over the lav, the mekach is kaim. L'chayr, it doesn't stim. How could that stim with the Gemara and Tmur, according to Rav, over leimahani? And b'chlal, how does Ram explain the Gemara b'bekama? So you could say, maybe the Ram paskins, like Abaya, that he over mihani. So maybe even though you talk over the lav leisachmoid, but the mechira is still kayim. The Lechem Mishnah over there in Perek Dalet Chesish Locha Aleph says that the Rambam is mefarshing Gemara's kasha differently. He says since the mekach is kayim, so like Rav Huna said, tluy v'zavin zvini vini, how can you be called a chamsin? That's only when you steal somebody's money. But if the guy is willing to sell it to you, so you're not a chamsin b'chlal, he's maskim to give you the money. So the Gemara's kasha is independent of Ovid Mahani. The Gemara is asking that if the mekach is kayim, so then you didn't steal somebody else's money. If you didn't steal somebody else's money, so then how could it be over on leisachmoid? But many achrayim say that the Rambam also mefarish the Gemara the way the other achrayim mefarish, that if you're over leisachmoid, you should say ovid leimahani, and in mele should not be a good mechira. But the teretz of the Gemara, the Rambam holds differently than the Ravid. The Ravid understood the Gemara's teretz that the Gemara is being mechalved in if you said reitzani or you didn't say reitzani. That by reitzani, there's no leisachmoid. But the Rambam is mefarshing Gemara differently. And the Sharmel speaks out that the Rambam is mefarshing Gemara that when you say Reitzani, that means B'shas, the Kinyan was Chal, there was no Isser. So even though Mitchila, when you forced him, you were over talking to Lav Lisachmoid, but that's not Mevatel the Mekach. And the Michas Chinuch explains in Mitzvah Lamed Ches that since the Meicher says Reitzani, so there's no Svartim Vatel the Mekach, because maybe Be'emes, he wants a Mechir B'Lev Sholem. Aye, what about the Avera that a guy forced you to sell it to him? So because of the Avera, we should make a knas in the Meicher. The Meicher wants to go ahead and sell it. But this all these Biurim are only if you mechalv tin reitzani and not reitzani. But the Ram holds that there's no chilv tin reitzani and not reitzani. And l'cher, the kash is still shver in the Rambam that if you over leisachmoid, why don't you say ovid leimahani? And why do we say that the Mechir is kayim? So on that, the Magen Mishnah answers, and he says, Pshat the Rambam, that the reason why the Mechir is Kayim is because there's a din like a gazlin that's Koinem B'Shinui. Enoch Anami, Be'etzim, as the fact you Ovid Alav Le'Sachmoid, we should really say that he Ovid Le'Mahani and the Mechir is Batal. But it's not any different than a gazlin that grabs something and he has Kinyonim. One of the Kinyonim that gazlin have is the Kinyon of Shinui. So here also, by taking it and forcing it away, the gazlin is Koinem like Kinyon Shinui. The Mechas Chinuch asked that by Gzeilah, it's Gzeilah HaKosim. And in Mela, how could you say that you talk a Koina? Mechas Chinuch learns, based on the Marit and the Mokim, that if we say that it will not be Mahani, you're not going to fix up the Isser, so Rav is made that you say it's Mahani. So over here, if it's Batal the Kenyan, you'll still be over the Lav, so in Mela, Rav is made that the Ovid over here is still Mahani.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.